Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up what you want via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And joining you tonight is Ian here with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Lots to talk about here. Your calls are the primary element. However, in the absence of those, we will go to things that are interesting to us. And tonight, Mark, we're going to start in your email box. Why don't you pick? I know you had a couple of interesting emails. Pick one of them, and maybe we'll get to both.
Okay. This one's from Robbo. Let's see. I'm a chef, so I'm never able to hear your show live as I'm cooking fine food for the many of the state and university bureaucrats in Madison, Wisconsin. But I rarely miss a show as I download every day and listen on my way to and fro work. This also inhibits my ability to call into the show, so I'm wondering if perhaps I can ask by email. Hopefully you can read an answer on the air or email response. If you should answer on the air, I'll hear it by tomorrow and the day after.
Okay.
A while ago, Mark had talked about his involvement with a local fire brigade. More specifically, how he had made a proposal to the chief in a way to purchase a new truck through private means, as opposed to using taxpayer money. I was wondering if you gents could explain that proposal a bit more and perhaps expand the discussion on how privatized emergency services like fire, ambulance, although I think majority of ambulance services already are private, and police would work. Well,
sure.
Specifically on the case that he asked about, I didn't propose a private means to buy the truck. I proposed a private means to help fund the fire department, and then they're asking for a truck, and I offered my vote at the town meeting for that truck. Actually, I won't be giving that vote at the town meeting because I won't be able to go. But, you know, as the case
is. Does that mean you're breaking your promise?
I called the fire chief and told him that I wouldn't be able to go.
I see.
He probably doesn't feel real confident in my vote anyway and might be happy that I'm not going.
Gotcha.
Because I had a meeting with him where I said I felt it was immoral to vote for the tanker truck.
Okay.
Anyway, so how would a privatized emergency services like fire, ambulance, although I think a majority of ambulance services already are private? Well, that's pretty much the answer, right?
That's true, at least here in Keene. I know that. There is a private ambulance.
Yeah, right. It's only transport. The thing is that most ambulance services have been in the past private and are moving more towards public. Why? Because ambulance drivers see what firefighters get paid and want to get paid that, because firefighters are paid, well, pretty much above what they would be paid normally. And there aren't that many fires, so they have to give the firefighters things to do, and they don't want to mow the ditches. So they, you know, give them ambulance services type things to do. Do you understand?
Yes.
So it's government make work, essentially, for highly paid bureaucrats. The fact is, the vast majority of ambulance services have at one point been private, and fire services would really be no different. Essentially, fire services aren't there to protect your house from getting burnt down, because that's your job. They're there to protect the next guy's house from getting burnt down. So, and, you know, when houses are close together, it makes more sense. And to that end, it's really a protection for the insurance companies, because the insurance companies are the ones that have to pay when the house gets burned down, right?
That's correct. So it should be an extension of the insurance companies, don't you think?
Right. So the taxpayers are then hefting the burden of the insurance companies. Insurance companies should be the ones that, you know, help pay fire departments, because they're the ones that benefit from it. And, you know, the individual does too. Now, people will often say, well, the last thing you want is the fire department there dickering on the price while your house is burning down in front of you. But the same argument should be made on the ambulances then. I mean, ambulance services in most of the United States have, in the relatively recent past or today, are private. So are you telling me, as I'm having a heart attack, the EMTs are saying, oh, Mr. Edgington, would you like the defibrillator or not? The defibrillator is going to cost you $500.
Just sign here.
Right. They don't do that. No. These guys are professionals. They do their job. They come in,
right.
You know, zap you, shoot you up, whatever they got to do, and then they stabilize you, put you in the box, you know, the box truck, and then haul you to the hospital.
Right. Well, when you go and you buy an insurance policy from somebody, like, I mean, let's take a basic one, like, you know, tires for life from some automotive dealer. You go and you buy tires for life. You show them when you go to get the tires installed, you show them your proof of purchase, and that's it. There's no question. You don't have to pay for those tires because you already have. I mean, why anybody would think that if you're paying for a service in advance, which is essentially what fire insurance is, you're paying in advance, in the event that these gentlemen need to actually put your fire out, they will show up and do it, no questions asked. So why is it anybody would think that all of a sudden they're going to just stop down and say, well, we're just going to charge you anyway. I mean, that's a breach of contract, and nobody would be able to do business like that.
Scare tactics, that's essentially it. Big government scare tactics. That's what people, you know, they think if the government doesn't get it, who's going to do it? We wouldn't have roads. We wouldn't have fire service. We wouldn't have police if it wasn't for
It's also painting the businessman as a greedy individual.
And they are out there. Absolutely. Some businessmen are out there. Being greedy, but the thing is, the marketplace takes care of people that are, you know, I hate to use the term greed, people that are unscrupulous in their business tactics. I think greed motivates all of us to some extent or another.
Well, because competition is out there, and it's going to get in the way of the greedy person, whereas if the greedy person is involved in government, they have no competition to be concerned about.
Right. That's what I was going to say. Greed isn't, the government isn't free of greed. The people who lobby government, like a lot of wealthy corporations, to get favoritism for them, there's greed there too. So government doesn't protect us from greed.
Right. And in the case of the fire brigades or the ambulances, you're talking about the unions, these powerful unions made up of, that have it's their job to get higher and higher wages for the people in the union, the firefighters and the ambulance drivers. Remember, I'm speaking as a firefighter here. Now, I'm a volunteer firefighter. But, I feel I have a little bit more standing to do this. The unions lobby against the individual, basically, because the average individual paying taxes doesn't have time to go to town meetings and, say, whoa, this is too much. They're asking, this is crazy. And that's the problem. The unions lobby against the individual, mm-hmm. and it's essentially impossible to stop constant growth in the size of these government programs.
Pretty much.
And like you pointed out in a recent show, if you do fight them back and keep them from passing some huge expansion of government, they just turn around and do it again another year until people finally give up trying to fight it.
Right. Well, it feels like they can't beat City Hall. And indeed, it is a pretty frustrating situation when, as you're saying, it just keeps coming back and coming back and coming back. Eventually, people are just going to throw their hands up in the air and say, to hell with this. I'm not even going to pay attention anymore. They're just going to do what they want and take what they want. Or you get to a situation like we have here in Keene, Keene, New Hampshire, where we originate this program, where they're talking about building a new middle school. And I realize this isn't fire, but it's related to the idea that they just keep pushing for something new. And what they're doing here is they'll give you a choice, right? They'll put something forth to the voters, and they'll say, okay, well, we're going to vote on whether when you get a new middle school or not. But neither one of the choices is something that anybody who cares about small government would appreciate.
Right. Should we refurb the old middle school for $20 million or build a new one for $18
million? Right. There is no option on the table for let's just do nothing. Everything's fine the way it is.
Well, that's because they've managed to pass all these little other codes and rules and other things. You know, kids can't be in a room that doesn't have, 300 cubic feet of air moved in and out of it within every hour. And,
right.
You know,
it could be
all
federal.
Kinds of, there's, sure.
Right.
It doesn't.
So they use the feds as an excuse. They'll say, Well, federal guidelines mandate that we have this and this and this and this in our schools, and this school is not up to spec, so we either need to remodel
right.
or we need to build a brand new
one. Self-governing or not? I mean, are we a self-governing community or not? Well, the answer is no. Whether it's being brought down by the state, brought down by the feds, the fact is you just don't have any choices. These local towns don't self-govern at all. They might decide where to spend a little money here, where to spend a little money there, but they're always sticking by these rules that are passed down from the big business or the big government agencies, state or federal, whichever one it might be. So you just don't have that ability anymore. It's gone,
right. People.
Local governance is gone.
So either way you slice what they're putting in front of the voter, it's going to benefit some big construction firm, either to build a brand new building or to do heavy-duty refurbishments.
Hello, greed again.
Yeah. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And then if you confront one of the school board members with a question like, hey, what's it going to take you to get you guys to start operating on a voluntary basis? The response is, well, I don't know how you expect us to earn $39 million voluntarily.
Pay your taxes or have your house taken away, citizen.
All right, more on the way. You can bring up whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live.
And now it's time for the Health and Diet Tips Radio Minute, with tips and advice on eating healthy and living long. Here's your host, nutrition and diet expert, and author of The Engine 2 Diet, Rip Esselstyn.
Those of us advocating a plant-based diet often hear the myth that you can't get enough calcium by eating this way. In reality, a diverse plant-based diet is one of the best available sources of calcium and lets you avoid the unhealthy effects associated with dairy products. One reason why Americans have such a high incidence of osteoporosis, which is weakening of the bones, isn't a lack of dietary calcium, but an excess of animal protein. So, no milk mustache for you. For the Diet and Health Tips Radio Minute, I'm Rip Esselstyn.
For a transcript of this program, additional diet and health tips, and information about the Engine 2 diet, please visit theengine2diet.com. Professional athlete turned firefighter Rip Esselstyn is used to responding to emergencies, so when he learned that some of his fellow Engine 2 firefighters were in dire physical condition, he sprang into action and created the Engine 2 diet. With the Engine 2 diet, you'll transform your body and lifestyle in just 1 month. This eating plan is based on a simple diet of whole foods and is also packed with dozens of easy mouth-watering recipes. The Engine 2 diet is medically approved and is designed for anyone who wants to make heroic strides in health. The Engine 2 diet by Rip Esselstyn is available wherever books are sold.
Are taxes, food, energy, housing, medical forcing Americans into poverty? Is free enterprise flawed, or is our monetary system forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? The answers are in Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about the Fed and central banking. Hi, Ted Anderson. I will give a U.S. silver dollar to everyone who purchases this book. Call 800-686-2237. It's critical to be made aware of the system. Get your copy today, 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
How many times have you been in the dark looking for a flashlight, only to find the one that you have is broken, the batteries are dead, or it's just not bright enough? You need the Packlight. The Packlight is the longest-lasting flashlight on the market and simply snaps onto any 9-volt battery and uses two high-powered LED lights. It's small enough to carry in your pocket, car, garage, and home. The Packlight can survive severe impact, be frozen solid, and still work flawlessly. The Packlight is so durable, soldiers overseas rely on them, and has been featured in the New York Times and Backpacker magazine. The Packlight comes with a 25-year warranty, and prices start at just $12.99. To learn more and see for yourself just how incredible this small flashlight can be, visit 9voltlight.com. That address again is 9voltlight.com. Or call us today at 877-715-4448. That's 877-715-4448.
Life Change Tea sets the standard. Have you heard on radio all the new teas with funny names, movie stars, celebrities endorsing these products and so on? Have you checked the results? Not the pictures of the bikini babes and such, but the results. Have you checked their pricing and the funky 3-month contracts and all that stuff? Have you checked their results? Oh, that's right, I said that. Did you check the ingredients and did you check for caffeine? Yeah. Life Change Tea is the real deal, not a new yippee-yay tea, but a tea if you drink it daily, it'll change your life, and it will clean your body. Our middle name is Results. You can pay more, and you can have a celebrity smile, or you can get results. Your call. Or should I say, make the call. Get the tea at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Order now for real results.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of features on the site, and we give them all away to you, including the Shrine of Female Listeners, dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo and prove they listen to the show. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com, see what that is all about. Again, shrine.freetalklive.com, and want to invite you to join us at the upcoming 2009 Liberty Forum. The 2009 Liberty Forum brought to you by the Free State Project, happening March 5th through the 8th. It is a week away at this point. Thursday night next week. Mark, you're shaking your head. Are you Am I wrong?
Just gotten here so fast.
Oh, you're shocked. Okay, gotcha. Yes, a week from now, we will all be out at the Crown Plaza Hotel in Nashua, New Hampshire for the first evening, which is Thursday the 5th for the Liberty Forum. I believe they're going to be having some daytime things going on Thursday, including a trip to the State House, some sort of gun shoot, as well as a comedian on Thursday night, and who knows what other, I guess, unofficial things will be going on as far as after-hours parties, things like that. I've heard rumors about a gambling table at some point. I'm not sure how public that will be or not. There are a lot of things that are being under consideration, and it's going to be a good time because the entire event is just packed full of hundreds of liberty-minded people, including big-name people like Glenn Jacobs. You might know him as WWE's Kane. Anthony Gregory from LouRockwell.com. Will Buchanan from the Walk for Liberty. John Taylor Gatto, and so many more. You can get the full list of speakers over at freestateproject.org/libertyforum. Get registered by this Sunday if you want to get in on the dinners. You want to get in on the keynote dinners. You have to get registered by this Sunday and no later, so keep that in mind. freestateproject.org/libertyforum. Use our discount code 2009FTL to save 10%. That's 2009FTL to save 10% on the Liberty Forum. So we continue here, and Dale, did you pull up the article that you were looking for?
Yes, I did.
You had written an article on your website, anarchyinyourhead.com, a few days ago, and I just thought it was maybe the best one you've ever written. I've always been always enjoyed reading your stuff over at anarchyinyourhead.com, which is actually primarily a great cartoon website. And I highly recommend our listeners go and check it out if they haven't yet done so. They get new cartoons every Wednesday and Friday over at anarchyinyourhead.com. Also, whenever you feel like it, you post an editorial, and you've done one that I think deserves to be read on the air. So if you will do the honors.
Thank you very much. Sure. It's called Slavery Equals Death, and accordingly, Liberty Equals Life. Our will is what defines us as living. It's what makes us critically different from dead inanimate objects, like a rock has no will of its own. To the extent that you take away or restrict a person's will and expression of self, you're killing that person. I've been talking about slavery in very cold and hard terms, and if I communicated my views well, then you probably find it rather depressing. Well, I don't mean it to be. Unfortunately, there's no delicate way to tell someone a hard truth like that. Fortunately, knowledge is power, and you have to know the truth before you can deal with it. The gay rights movement was onto something with the slogan, silence equals death. To be threatened with punishment for fully living your life as your innate will would have you live it is akin to being suffocated. Perhaps that sense of suffocation is simply more overt amongst gay and lesbian people by virtue of having a non-typical internal will, more at odds with societal standards. In that sense, it can be seen as a gift, in the same way that sensitivity to pain was likely a beneficial mutation for some of the earliest creatures to evolve nervous systems for reacting to dangers in their environment. It's why the coming out process is such a relief and so empowering. It's like being alive and gulping in deep breaths after feeling suffocated.
You're finally getting the chance to be who you really are instead of putting up some sort of facade, whether it's a facade of pretending to not be a gay person, as what you were referring to there, or whether it's a facade of, for instance, being forced to stand up in a courtroom for some judge that you absolutely don't have any respect for, or for a system that you don't have any respect for, or, you know, a myriad of other things that, whether it's tradition or just indoctrination that we participate in many cases, to our detriment.
Right.
It's really damaging.
And actually
to
the point of violence at this point. I mean, it's when you are working for something other than your goal, then that's why I call it slavery in the first place. I mean, even claiming the right to tax us is basically forcing us to work for something other than our desire.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So most of us have become accustomed to that sense of suffocation. At first thought, that might seem as if it should make life easier, but I don't believe it does. Instead, it leaves this vague sense of stress and hopelessness, the source of which largely eludes us. Consider all the self-help books out there. To the extent that any of them are actually helpful, I would attribute that to the process of self-exploration that they encourage, and perhaps to whatever extent they encourage the readers to discover and listen to their true selves. On the other hand, I wouldn't have high expectations of any self-help program that made the solution sound easy. We are, in fact, surrounded by threats of punishment for failing to conform to certain expectations. It takes a lot of courage to defy those external commands and listen to your own will.
I think you're absolutely right about that. And we're seeing an example of how much courage it really takes up here in New Hampshire. We talk a lot about the Free State Project and how it's moving hundreds and eventually thousands of liberty-minded people here to New Hampshire. But of those hundreds of people, only a handful have really had the courage to step outside of the boundaries that the government has prescribed for them. I mean, there are hundreds of people.
Many people do. I understand where you're coming from, the civil disobedience thing, but people step outside of the boundaries that the government prescribes for them all the time. They speed
silently. They do it surreptitiously. I'm talking about people who are willing to do it on the out and out, people who are willing to stand up and be seen violating those rules that the government has laid down, and
that pays to shatter the facade. You see a slave misbehaving openly, especially to the extent that they get away with it or that they keep doing it, and you get this that's actually the sort of thing that makes the other slaves willful, if you would.
So. Absolutely, and so the instances, the few instances that we've had of civil disobedience have certainly spurred others to come here and consider doing the same sorts of things, but it really is no easy task. This is something where risk is involved, and it could be the risk of you losing what small amount of freedom that you have. I mean, okay, yes, we do have a lot of freedom. We do get to choose which way we go when we leave our houses in the morning. We aren't completely restricted in our options. However, we do know, if we take a look at the world around us and we take a look at the political situation that we're in today, we realize that the freedoms are lessening, that over time the government continues to write new rules down on paper and put men with guns behind them in order to back them up, and those rules become more and more restricting of our business lives, of our economic freedom, of our personal freedom.
They write so many laws every year, you can't read them. You couldn't read them in the year.
More and more it's feeling like our freedoms are privileges. And that's why I say no matter how much of our income they take or no matter how much of freedoms they allow us, the point is they're allowing it. They're treating it as a privilege, and they'll mm-hmm. take it away at any time. If you disobey, even if you haven't harmed anyone, even if you're an innocent person by any reasonable sense of the word innocent, even if you're an innocent person, if you disobey, that is the number one crime, and they will take your freedom away. So your freedom, every ounce of your freedom, is considered a privilege that they are allowing you to have, that they are acting as if they are kind masters who are allowing us our freedom, and that's unacceptable. That state of existence is unacceptable.
In fact, earlier this week, you and I, Dale, we saw a couple of the activists, a couple of free staters, sentenced to a day in jail because one of them decided to wear a hat into a courtroom, and the other one decided to ask a couple of questions about wearing hats into a courtroom. Their disobedience was rewarded with a good portion of a business day spent in a prison cell. More on the way. You can bring up what you want. We'll continue the story here in a bit. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you have trouble sleeping due to sensations in your legs? You are not alone. Millions of Americans suffer from restless legs. Restless legs is a condition caused by the uncontrollable urge to move your legs. Signs include itching, pulling, tugging, and the feeling that bugs are crawling on your legs. If having restless legs is preventing you from getting the good night's sleep you deserve, or is preventing you from enjoying life, you need Restulex. Restulex is an all-natural supplement that contains 74 essential vitamins, minerals, and herbs that you may not be getting in your diet. Restulex will help ease and comfort your restless legs within 24 hours and will allow you to go back to your regular routine without discomfort or embarrassment. Call 888-4-FIT-LEGS. That's 888-434-8534. Or visit 4FITLEGS.com. That's the number 4FITLEGS.com. And ask how you can get Restulex for free today.
It's a new year full of uncertainties. People are being laid off in record numbers. The price of food continues to rise, and the economy continues to falter. You know that you need to prepare, and maybe you've been putting it off, but the time to act is now. That's why you need to visit Organicaseed.com. At Organicaseed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds and survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Imagine growing your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
Do you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt? Would you like to be out of debt in just 90 days using a system with proven and guaranteed results for over 15 years? Would you like to stop any mortgage foreclosure and have a written guarantee that would make most attorneys scream? Hi, I'm John Glia, the author of Winning the Collection Game and founder of Zero Debt in 90 Days. My Zero Debt Expert System has helped tens of thousands of people.
My wife was really skeptical, but she liked your written guarantees, and I'm glad we went with the program. Thanks to your system, John, we've got a fresh start and are debt-free, and it only took a few months.
And you don't need an attorney to get the benefits of my proven system. In fact, you can keep your cash. No need to negotiate with creditors or pay a percentage of your debt. Call my experts today at 800-477-9256 and ask for free information on how you can be debt-free in 90 days without making one payment to any creditor. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
Is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want if you dial toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features we give to you, so enjoy those on us, including the updates. You get signed up, we'll keep you in the loop. Whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live, just go to updates.freetalklive.com. Get on the list for free. That's updates.freetalklive.com.
Join more than 500,000 people who've trusted LegalZoom.com for their common legal documents. Incorporate your business, create a will or a living trust, even register a trademark at LegalZoom.com, empowering you, protecting you with common legal documents that people trust. Use code FTL to save $10 off your order at LegalZoom.com.
We continue sharing a story from Dale's website, AnarchyInYourHead.com. It's an editorial that you did called Slavery is Death. And I happen to agree completely. Let's continue, Dale.
Okay. We are all individuals with very different needs and desires. What one person needs to achieve fulfillment is likely not completely the same for any other person in the world. And yet there's this artificial collectivism, this societal role imposed on us. Go to school, get good grades, date someone of the opposite sex, go to a good college, get a career, get married, contribute to your 401k, have a 5-year plan, a 10-year plan, and a 20-year plan for whatever career you found yourself in. Get a 30-year loan on a home, and hopefully have it paid off by retirement. Retire. Make sure you found God, and then die. In bed.
Sounds pretty accurate.
That's success. If you do all those steps, then you have succeeded and died successfully.
Yeah, I'm going to miss that college part, but I'd agree that doesn't sound too far from success for me. But just because it's success for me doesn't mean it's success for everyone.
Right, exactly. The average person, and by that I mean almost everyone, is spending most of his life jumping through hoops, sublimating himself to external pressures that have nothing to do with his true self and true motivations.
You can look at the various different things, the various different entities in one's life that will influence one to do a specific thing that may be contrary to one's own interests. And, of course, the first thing is family. where you have the kind of the restrictive family situation of mom and dad wanting to essentially live their lives vicariously through their youngster, to have their child correct the mistakes that they made perhaps while they were younger, or to have them be more successful in the very same trade in which they were in, or to have them carry on the family business or the family,
to be a doctor, lawyer, whatever it is that they think is best.
Right, whatever vision of a professional baseball player, whatever vision. They have for their kids. It's not their kids' vision. But the more they try to impose that upon them, the more they attempt to convince their child that this is indeed your vision. Well, because it's what mommy and daddy want for you. Well, if that's not going to make you happy, if what you want is something completely different, it can be a very difficult thing to essentially set that aside and to still still love your parents, but still make a stand for yourself and say, Mom and Dad, that's not what I want for myself. What I want is over here. It's to do this. And if that hurts you or you feel harmed by that, I apologize, but I have to do what's right for me. So families, I think one of the first things, hoops that a lot of people have to, that hurdle that they have to get over. And then, of course, there's what you're talking about, Dale, with society just kind of has this general path that they encourage people to go on, go to college, et cetera. All of these things, which we've discussed college extensively over the last few weeks on this program and talked about how, you know, the reality of the situation is college just isn't right for, I don't think for most people. It wouldn't have been right for me.
It's a role they want you to fill. That role is crucial to a structure that they have set and want people to fill those roles.
It's certainly crucial. College particularly is crucial to those in academia.
That's right.
I mean, if they didn't have such a great system to funnel people through, and I'm not saying college is great. I mean, the system is great. The effectiveness of the indoctrination, the effectiveness of the message that's constantly pounded into kids that you have to go to college. If it weren't for that system being so effective, if there was some sort of anti-college forces out there helping kids, you know, really determine whether or not they wanted to go to college.
They are, but they're ineffective. The fact is the workplace is out there calling people, offering them money to go and, you know, work. I mean, how much easier is working? How much harder or easier is working than going to school? I'd say it's pretty equal. I don't like doing a lot of the writing and stuff that goes into college. Wouldn't want to do that. Mm-hmm. And I can get paid on a daily basis to go out and have a job. So there are forces out there working against college. However, as you said, it's an extraordinarily effective system.
So it depends on what you study, too.
It's because of the public school system where we are forced to fund these kids for 13 years.
Told all along.
Right. The indoctrination begins immediately. Well, if you want to be president, Johnny, you're going to have to go to college.
So whether you are living your parents' dream, or you're living the dream of the academics that want you to be a part of their little system, or you're living the dream of the government bureaucrats who want to extract your wealth from you in order to to continue on whatever programs and things they want to continue creating, you're not in any of those instances living for yourself. It could be your spouse, too. I mean, there could be all kinds of things. Whenever it is that you're not living for your values and for your dreams, you are, and what you're saying here, Dale, is you're dying, basically. Even though you may still live on for another several decades.
It's a slow death. It really is. I mean, your will is what, it's what defines us. I mean, our personalities and our desires and the choices that we make, those are all the things that we think of as defining us more than anything else that matters. And having that stifled is stifling your life, your expression. So,
is there more?
Yeah, there's more. Speaking of the things that you have to sublimate yourself to, these external pressures, authoritarian governments are the primary culprits, but not the only ones. Did you make friends of people whom circumstances simply placed you amongst? Do you live where you live because it's close to the job that circumstances presented to you, or because it's close to home? Do you call something home simply because it's where you were raised?
I'd say a lot of people would say yes to those questions.
That's something that really brings to mind the Free State Project. I wonder how many people. Statistically, so many people live close to where they were raised, and the exceptions almost inevitably is that they got a job out of college. This is what describes me. They got a job out of college and moved somewhere to be close to work.
Right. Being a Free State Project member, I've noticed, people will ask you, so what brought you to New Hampshire? There's only two acceptable answers for moving. The two acceptable answers are job. I suppose you could include college in this. I came up here to go to college. So right. I suppose college, job, lover. That's it. Oh, I met somebody on the internet.
Family is sometimes a possibility. Like if, you know, mom's sick or something, you've moved up to
take care. You're right.
People seem a little impressed when you say, I liked New Hampshire and I wanted to live in New Hampshire. You know, and that really kind of blows people. Really? You made an affirmative choice about where you wanted to live and you made that happen? Like, that's a miracle. Hmm. How could you do that? Why doesn't everyone do that? Well, people list their favorite place to live. I see people, what state would you live in if you could? And I saw someone list a state, I can't remember which one, what it was, and I said, well, why aren't you living there? What's keeping you from living there? And I'm sure it's a bundle of fears, like, oh, I don't know if I'll be able to get a job, or maybe my job won't be as good, and all these things. And I'm like, why do you have so little faith in yourself? I'm not surprised if you don't accomplish much of anything with that kind of attitude.
I think you can move out to, you know, I think you can move to Nashville or L.A., even San Francisco. There's a New York City. There's a few places you can move based on I wanted to live there, but it seems odd to say, well, I just wanted to live in New Hampshire. You know, people
you say
it's snows here, right? Or they'll say things.
Like I know that people have a certain affection for the New England area, and maybe not New Hampshire specifically, outside of something like the Free State Project. But I can understand someone saying, "I want to live in the New England area," and exploring it and deciding a certain place they want to live, something like that. There's a certain flavor to that.
I can understand any of it. I'm just saying that it's unusual.
It's unusual because we're so in a certain framework of mind. So. We are meant to be willful creatures, not lifeless automatons that simply react to stimuli in our environments. Our complex mind and the associated will evolved over millions of years and has a purpose crucial to our survival. Love and nurture your will. Try to discover what you really want. Take affirmative action to make it happen. It's not easy, and I don't pretend it will be. We've been conditioned all our lives to largely ignore our own will and respond to external stimuli.
I want to come back with more here in moments. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line talking about your will. Are you following your intentions, or are you, as Dale was putting it, just reacting to the stimuli put in front of you? It's Free Talk Live.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you? Violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, Your Honor, I didn't know about this law. How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, Ignorance of the law is no excuse. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
In these uncertain times, safety and precaution are key. Don't rely on others for protection. Protect yourself and your family with products from PepperSpray.com. PepperSpray.com carries the largest assortment of pepper spray and personal safety devices on the web. From home safety to nighttime safety, we have the products you need. Order the Discreet Pepper Mace Baton, which relies on a powerful pepper formula that, upon direct contact with an attacker's eyes, forces them to slam shut, causing an intense burning sensation. This refillable unit is designed to be carried as a keyring, easily accessible pepper spray, and a defensive baton. PepperSpray.com is offering a special for all GCN listeners. Order the pepper spray baton and receive a free refill cartridge. Please click the GCN category tab on our site for this offer. Visit us today at PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 800-908-9988. That's 800-908-9988.
Phase 1 of the Insider's plan for a one-world government has been initiated with the recent bailout. International bankers and power brokers have engineered the current crisis to create a new currency and a new world bank to act as savior. But we've only seen the beginning. Their next engineered crisis will be on a scale never before seen in modern times. Shortages and empty shelves will spread fear and panic across the land. The Insiders have discovered that they must control two things to seize total power. Phase 1 is a one-world currency, which we are currently being prepared to to accept. Phase two of their insidious plan is complete control of our food supplies. Go to www.foodshortageusa.com for the details. That's www.foodshortageusa.com to learn how to prepare for the unthinkable. Don't wait for empty shelves. Learn how to make your own survival foods for pennies on the dollar. Go to foodshortageusa.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. If you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Enter Amazon through that link, and Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. So whether you're buying brand new or used in dozens of categories, you can feel good because you're getting the stuff you want, and Free Talk Live is getting a cut at amazon.freetalklive.com. As we continue here, Dale, you're sharing with us a recent blog post at anarchyinyourhead.com, which is your website, entitled Slavery is Death. I believe we're coming toward the close of it. What are the final thoughts in the article?
We are meant to be willful creatures, not lifeless automatons that simply react to stimuli in our environments. Our complex mind and the associated will evolved over millions of years and have a purpose crucial to our survival. Love and nurture your will. Try to discover what you really want and take affirmative action to make it happen. It's not easy, and don't pretend it will be. We've been conditioned all our lives to largely ignore our own will and respond to various external stimuli. There are a myriad of external forces working to mold your will into something unnatural and unhealthy, something very much not the real you. Defy those forces. Disobey. Take action. Express yourself honestly. You may be overwhelmed at how alive you can feel.
To the extent that you are not following your own intentions, to the extent that you are not following your dreams, that you aren't doing what it is that you truly believe you should be doing, you're following someone else's dreams. So if you're going to school when you don't really think that you should go to school, when you feel like you should be doing something else, but you're going to school anyway, you're creating the dreams of, you know, the academics. If you're in a career that is not really satisfying to you, if it's not something that you want to do, but you're making a lot of money, and so you feel like, well, it's money, and so you need money, and so you're kind of putting up with a career that you otherwise wouldn't tolerate, you're creating the dreams of whoever it is that's running that company. You're not following your own. If you're not following your own dreams, you're not truly living. And I know that you were telling me, Dale, that when you left your job, you were working for some sort of corporate job in the past. And even though you're not making as much money today, I don't know if you want to talk about this on the air.
But, no, it's fine.
Even though you're not making as much money today as you used to, I don't know what the difference in salary is like, but I believe it's pretty significant based on some of the things you've said to me. It's been a big change as far as the money situation is concerned. But what else has changed for you as a result of that? How else has your life and how you feel about your life changed since you've made this basic change of getting away from the corporate world?
Oh, it's been night and day. I mean, I've been happier. I've been happier than I have been in my entire life. I think because I've been acting on what I really want to do, and I have been ignoring pressures to do otherwise, And I've just been happier. And I think the other aspect of this, you said you're following someone else's dreams, which is mm-hmm. definitely true. I think the other thing about it is I don't think anyone can truly live up to their full potential if they're not listening to themselves. I mean, our potential, our aptitude for something, I believe it's crucial that we like it, that we want to do it. So to the extent that we're doing something simply because we're under the impression that's what we're supposed to do, or because we're under threat if we don't do it, we're never living up to our full potential doing that sort of thing. So to me, it's about maximizing yourself.
I really couldn't agree more. You know, when you're doing something that either you're, you know, sort of ambivalent about or you don't like, you're not going to do as good of a job as something that you really enjoy doing.
You know, I think there's something to be said for doing a task or a job that is a little distasteful if there's a lot of money in it. I think that there's something to be said for putting your desires aside for a short period of time in order so you can, for instance, let's say you're getting a really good pay at a corporate job and you're stocking away some of that money so eventually you can leave that job and you can go off and open your own business, which otherwise you might not have been able to do without having that that nest egg that you've created for yourself. So to some extent, that's okay because you still have the long-term
decision to do. I mean, you are making your dreams come true, and I think that's fine. I mean, that to me is not the same thing.
Right. Whereas somebody, what I'm getting at here is when you have a plan for yourself and you have to go through whatever steps you need to go through in order to make that dream a reality for you.
Absolutely.
So if it is opening your own business or whatever it is you want to do that requires you to spend 5 years working at some sort of corporate job so you can start to amass savings, then that makes total sense. Whereas if what you're doing is just, as you were talking about earlier in the article, just reacting to the circumstances that are placed in front of you, like, oh, well, these jobs are open, so I'm going to go work here and I'm going to make a career out of this so I can retire at age 65 and I can live happily ever after, when in point of fact none of that is what you really wanted. It was just what was presented to you. It was just what was convenient in your life. That's when you aren't really doing your own work. You're doing work for somebody else, and you never had anything greater in mind. You just picked something. You picked whatever was convenient, and you decided to follow it to the very end. And
or else you feel invested once you've chosen that. You might start off thinking, well, this is what I'll do right now. I'll just do it until I can get by. I've caught myself in that trap, too, where I wanted to finish school, and that was a personal goal I'd set for myself. I actually wasn't under tremendous pressure to finish school, but I was in a job where it was really just to get me keep me off the street, actually, mm-hmm. at the time, and it started to turn more and more into a career, and I was just at that point, I almost got distracted until I was sort of shoved out of the nest. They were about to change locations, and I either had to follow them or lose that job, and that's when I said, I need to let it go and go back to school, and I had gotten comfortable.
You've gotten in too deep.
You get into a rut, you get comfortable, you get sidetracked, and I think there's a lot of fear, of course, of the unknown.
Change is very difficult.
So making a decision and making it, picking something and willfully deciding what you're going to do and then working to make that happen, it's not don't work. It's not don't go to any effort.
Right.
It's work for your own goals.
Toll-free number for your thoughts on this at 800-259-9231. Perhaps you'd like to share how it was that your life was and then what it was that you changed that made you feel more fulfilled, that made you feel as though you were really embracing what it was that you wanted for yourself. And I think that if you're working at a job, maybe you're a young person and you are in a career that happened to be convenient or was somewhat acceptable to you and you're biding your time, perhaps you're doing this because you don't really know what you want. And that's an okay place to be, where you're unsure of what your dreams really are. You want to do something, but you're not sure what it is. I know that Julia, my girlfriend, is kind of in a position like this. Well, she was, and she was trying to figure out what she really wanted to do. She's great at what she does. She works in a restaurant. She's gotten up to upper management there at the restaurant, so she's making a decent amount of money in the corporate world. And I would say it was up until the last year of her life, she didn't really know. I mean, she had some general ideas for what she kind of wanted to do, like was to get into teaching, but she knew she didn't want to get into government schools. She didn't want to do that kind of teaching. teaching. So she was trying to kind of figure out, well, how can I incorporate my desire to teach into something else that I really want to do? And it was only recently that she just figured out what it was. So now she does have that goal. Now, even though she's been working at a job that otherwise she would not want to continue in her career for her entire life, she does have something else outside of that that she can now work towards. And I think it's so important to figure out as soon as you can what it is your dreams are and how it is you can achieve them. Because otherwise, again, you just keep floating around.
I think you should think about it. And, you know, somehow or another, you're going to get an answer for that question. And I'd also like to
say, some people know sooner rather than later, though. I mean, she's 24. So
that's pretty good. There's you see those professional figure skaters who, to me, are always great. They start at, like, 10, mm-hmm. and they know what they want to do.
It took me longer than 24 to start to realize. So,
yep, same here. But I'd like to, you know, you don't have to work at the job that you want to work at in order to have a fulfilling life. I think that in the same way that I have to tie my shoes in the morning and I don't feel that particularly fulfilling. Actually, I don't actually tie shoes anymore. But
what do you have, Velcro?
I've got Velcro in my snow boots and okay. I've got these slip-in little clog things that I wear generally.
Right.
But, you know, there's all kind of maintenance chores that one has to do in life,
sure.
in order to have a good life. And I think that you can have a job as a maintenance chore that allows you to pursue hobbies or volunteer, you know, in Cub Scouts or, you know, whatever it is that you want to do.
As long as you're happy.
Yeah.
Yeah, you shouldn't confuse your career with all your other, with all of your goals in life. I mean, your work is just what you survive, and it could just be what you survive on. There might be overlap, but it shouldn't necessarily. A lot of people define someone by what do you do? As if that's everything that defines you,
yep.
and it shouldn't.
Toll free at 800-259-9231. So I would like to have you share your life experiences if it ties into this, or you can bring up absolutely anything that you might want to bring up. That is the point of this program. It is Free Talk Live, after all. In fact, coming up here, we will jump into your phone calls about whatever you want. And, Mark, maybe we'll talk into your email box here again in moments. Hour number two is on the way. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Bring up anything. Take control of your airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.